This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
Now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, you might remember from earlier this year when a bull at a rodeo in Oregon jumped the fence in the arena and then ran wild through the concession area, injuring three people. Yeah, well, the bull, named Party Bus, has been forced to retire. By the way, just so you know, he was kind of named after his father, and I'm not making this up, whose name was Short Bus. Anyway, he's been forced to retire, and chances are that an unnamed elephant in India will also have to retire. You see, during a parade over the weekend, the elephant, quote, lost its cool and went on a rampage, smashing several cars and a bus before finally being persuaded to, quote, calm down. Now, normally, I find parades painfully boring, but I would have liked to have seen that. I also have very little interest in the annual Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, but it went down this weekend, and it took an interesting turn when one of the balloons struck and collapsed a radio tower, knocking a local radio station off the air. And there was one more performance gone wrong this weekend. We go to San Francisco for the Navy's Fleet Week. And as part of their air performance, six Navy members of the Leapfrogs jumped out of their plane. But one of the six skydivers missed the pre-planned mark and landed on a mother and her daughter. Now, these are just some of the stories that we've come across. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of a random question. And this is how it works. You call us, we ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
To be a part of the big show, the random question, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home Patrol's away we go. Welcome to Season 19, Episode Number 4197. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat on this lovely Monday afternoon. The exciting return of your guests is as good as mine. Our categories today. We have the worst cities for driving.
All right.
They analyzed 49 of the biggest U.S. metros to determine which cities have the heaviest congestion. You might have driven in some of these cities.
Well, I guess we live in one.
You might have been on the roadway and happen to just find yourself in one of these cities.
They are bad. And I'm telling, as far as getting to work, as far as commute times, there's a lot of time in the car, if that's what you got to do to get to where you're going. So
that is one category coming up. And we also have for you the top 10 most common sex-related injuries. So if you've ever been injured in the middle of coitus, one of these things probably has happened to you.
Right.
Some are more severe than others.
Sure.
Some are horrible things that could happen to you. Others are just, you know, run-of-the-mill type stuff. But some of these are, you would have concern.
Like broken penis syndrome or
that
something.
That is correct, yes.
That's the one I fear the most.
It could be on the list.
I'm guessing that it is.
There are things that get lost. There's all kinds of things that
yes.
can happen.
Been down that road.
When you're... Where is it?
Oh, I think it's in there.
When you're making the sweet, sweet love.
Yeah.
So those are your categories. Worst cities for traffic and the top 10 most common sex injuries. With your guess is as good as mine. We got a lot going on. We do have a chance for you to win tickets to see Disturbed as Disturbed comes to town next year at Climate Pledge Arena. I think it's sometime in May, maybe May the 5th.
That sounds right.
Yes.
That does sound right for some reason.
So Disturbed is going out. We have your chance to win tickets all this week. What they told us to do is give out a code word and then pick a time. And what we'll do is we will give you that code word at that time. And you text that to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to win.
What time are you thinking today?
420.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
420. It seemed to work last week.
Keep mixing it up. I like it.
That's right. Yeah, 420.
It is the May 5th.
It is May 5th.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I was right about that. Thank God. On Disturbed a Climate Pledge, we'll give you the text word. Text that to 206-803-ROCK. But wait, there's more. Today is the day that you can start winning $5,000 a day as we fall into 5K a day.
5K a day. For how many days? Day.
All you need to do is download the Odyssey app, listen to KISW for one stinking hour. One stinking hour. That's it. And that's it. Once you do that, be sure to log in when you get on your Odyssey app and listen for an hour. And you want to get one daily winner of $5,000 bucks throughout the fall. So be sure, if you're listening, hey, just get on the Odyssey app and listen to us that way.
It's 5K a day, but how many days are we talking?
It goes until they run out of money? It goes into November. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like November 10th.
We're now broke, so we're done with the 5K a day.
So 5K a day. And also today, big thanks to everyone who went to the Showwear Center last night.
Oh, yeah, man.
Halloween Hullabaloo. What a great venue. Music was great. Everyone was fantastic.
It was a really good time, man. It really was.
Yep.
Hell, even the weather was great.
The weather was good, man. The bands were good. Everyone that was there was just cool and chill and positive. I did not know the children would be in the VIP session. There weren't a ton, but there's a few here and there. And based on my costume, I had to change how I described what I was. I'm like, a piece of poop. Sorry. So I'm like, I'm a piece of ass. And there's two little girls standing directly in front of me. I'm like, I am so sorry. Mm-hmm. You're the poop emoji. I know, but what is the poop emoji? A piece of ass.
It's a piece of crap.
Yep.
So hopefully you got a chance to stop by and catch the show. We need your help today. Truth be told, we're struggling in here a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could call and tell long-winded stories so we don't have to talk as much, that would be greatly appreciated. If you've never called in on the random question before, 206-803-ROCK, we need you today.
Keep in mind, Castle had been in Los Angeles for this Motley Crue thing that they did at the Whiskey, right? And he felt like he had been in Los Angeles for a Motley Crue concert at the Whiskey. We meet him here yesterday. He's like, I'm not feeling great. But he made it through the event. But then on the bus ride home, he was out. I glanced over. Oh, yeah, man. He's just slumped over. I'm like, yeah. It's all caught up to me
now. To his credit, he was here at 8 a.m. today.
Did he get here at 8?
Or is that what he said? He was here even a little bit before that.
Really?
Yeah, apparently he walked into Jason's office about 7:30, and Jason was like, man, you don't look good.
First thing VD said to us, he's like, man, he said blotchy.
We are. he said he looked blotchy. Red. Man, you go 3 or 4 days like that, especially when you put in the airfare or the air travel and all that crap.
Oh, all of it, man. Yeah.
Taxes the hell out of you. And we're struggling.
I mean, plus, like, right, like, he's down there with our buddy Jeets. I love Jeets, but I mean, you want to talk about a perfect combination for a hangover? Hang out a couple days with Jeets and then hang out with us for a night.
Yeah, absolutely, man. yep.
So please, if you never called in the random question, do it today. We need you. 206-803-ROCK. Not only that, it's a holiday.
I keep forgetting it's a holiday.
Until I walk next door and can't get in there and get a snack and a pack of cigarettes.
And I really want to tell them.
And I'm like, you know what? It's a holiday, isn't it? Yes, it is. It's Columbus Day and
Indigenous Peoples Day
as well. And today is the day that we do our random question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Dave, welcome to the program. Random question.
All right.
What do we have for you, Dave? Okay, let's just start with this one. What went wrong at the performance or the event?
Mm-hmm.
What went wrong?
At the event, does a petting zoo count as an event?
Does a what?
A petting zoo?
Sure, man.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Tiger almost ate my cousin.
Let's hear about that.
He tried to pet a tiger.
Well, they had a flimsy chain link fence on the cage, and my cousin's a scrawny little kid. Turned around, took a look. That tiger got on all fours. Like, did you know that cat, you know, when they roll their shoulders and everything, it's so cute. But when it's a 400, 500 pound animal, it's just absolutely terrifying. And it roared. And that went horribly wrong. I mean, we were out of there real fast.
How loud is a tiger's roar? I've never, like, physically heard one, you know, in person.
I heard my caveman brethren through my soul, like, just run. It was so loud. So unbelievably loud.
What kind of petting zoo are you at where they have a 400-pound tiger?
So my family's in Mexico, so we were going to down and visit, and I'm not sure it was, like, it's not like what we have here, right? They're like, oh, take a look at the raccoons, the gophers, the skunks. And the big exhibit is the tigers.
At a petting zoo again, right?
Yeah, they called it a petting zoo, but it was really just something you just go walk around, touch the goats. And then this particular exhibit had a little taller fences. Like,
Sounds like maybe
an 8-foot fence.
Wait, this is just like an 8-foot tall chain link fence with a tiger on the other side.
Four tigers, yeah.
Brother, I wouldn't even have gotten close to it. I have no doubt it could just jump over that thing and take my ass out.
100%. When it jumped on the cage, it was like down to almost like a 45-degree angle, like trying to crawl up there. So, yeah, we were...
Oh, God!
We were out real fast.
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't sound comforting.
How old was your cousin at the time this happened?
I was 11. That would put him at 14.
All right.
Damn.
Reason we asked what went wrong at the performance or event, we've got a number of stories. A Navy parachutist crash lands on a mom and teen during Fleet Week in the air show. It happened on yesterday afternoon. As part of their air performance, six Navy members of the Leapfrogs jumped out of their plane, but one missed the pre-planned mark, landed on a mom and a teenager at about 12:30 out on the Marina Green. Our thoughts are with the individual and their family. Safety is our number one priority. Mother and teen suffered minor injuries. The mother was taken to the hospital for further evaluation. A parachutist, by the way, did not sustain any injuries in that one.
Don't you feel?
Oh, he was fine.
And I might be dead wrong. I just feel like I'd be able to get out of the way. Because I assume you're watching them the whole time. You know what I mean? So I'd be like, he's drifting closer to us. Like, let's scatter. All right. Maybe not.
Maybe it was just too crowded where he landed.
Yeah,
he didn't miss the mark. So he's probably on the perimeter where everyone was watching in the field where they're supposed to land.
I wonder how many cuss words came out of his mouth once he realized, like, I'm going to crash into people.
Oh, no.
It's also just worse because it's not like, hey, watch some amateur dudes jump out of planes.
This is the Navy.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is like, hey, this is what these guys do and women. They're good at it. Don't worry.
My bad.
Then we have the story of Party Bus, the three-year-old bull bred for bucking, has performed in his last and final rodeo. Party Bus, named after his father, Short Bus, he made national headlines in his first rodeo when he jumped the fence of a crowded arena in Central Oregon and careened through the concession area, injuring three people. The bull made a mistake and didn't intend to hurt anyone, his owner said, adding that it was the first time Party Bus had been around that many people, and apparently the last.
Okay.
So, Party Bus is officially retired. Then we have the story of an elephant that went on a wild rampage, causing chaos on a busy road in India, attacking a car and a bus, and creating one heck of an unexpected traffic jam, as shocked onlookers caught the incident on camera. The elephant lost its cool during a local procession in Ekma on Saturday. It went ballistic. It lifted a car off the ground and tossed it around with someone still inside the car.
Yeah, just keep that part in mind.
The elephant continued smashing the car against the side of a nearby bus, repeatedly lifting and dropping the side of the car as people on the bus desperately scramble out the door. Four riders got the front row seat to the elephant's rampage, hanging on for dear life on top of the giant animal as it wreaked havoc. That's right. There were four people on top of this thing while it was doing all this.
That's insanity.
Yeah. We have more. Talk radio, KKOB AM, Albuquerque, New Mexico, is down one AM tower after a hot air balloon, hundreds of feet in the air over the city, struck and collapsed the tower on Friday during the 52nd annual Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. One of the world's most photographed events.
Mm-hmm. It's the same one.
Same one you saw a guy die?
No. Oh. I didn't. I saw a guy die. He was hang gliding. We were in Colorado.
Okay.
But same thing. They were all professionals. But yeah, he hit a radio tower. That thing collapsed and you just saw him drop into like a pile of dust.
The idea is here they put about 100 balloons up into the air and they light these things up. I'm not sure if they do this early morning or in
the
evening.
They do it. It's early morning. That's when we were down there before a couple of years ago, the idea was because my parents were living between Albuquerque and Santa Fe and they were like, hey, we can go see the balloon festival. And I'm like, cool. And my mama said, we got to get up at like 4:30 in the morning. And I said, I'm out. Like, I'm not that interested in hot air balloons.
Yeah.
Not doing it.
That seems to be a thing with hot air balloons.
Yeah, there's something. It just works like wind or something.
Yeah, like it's always super early in the morning.
So there were three people on board. The balloon did land safely in a field after it struck the tower. It knocked the tower completely down to the ground. That radio station, by the way, not on the air today. Fortunately, there were no reports of injuries. A spokesperson for the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department said this was the second time in 20 years that a balloon had come in contact with that particular tower.
Yeah.
You see, according to KKOB's long memory history, it was the Smokey Bear balloon that crashed into the same tower array 20 years ago yesterday.
Only you.
But the tower did not fall. The balloon got stuck in the tower. That forced the pilot of the balloon and a small child to have to climb the entire length of the tower down to safety.
Oh, God.
As the balloon deflated as it got hung up
in
the tower.
Based on your fear of heights, all right?
No.
You're not climbing down. I mean, what, like, hey, man.
I mean, look.
The only way down, look, we're safe right now, but we got to climb down this tower. Are you just staying in the basket until they figure something else out?
I want a helicopter and one of those dudes that comes down and, like, rescues people off a cliff.
Because you refuse to climb down the tower.
So, like, is the stairwell, like...
I don't know if it's the stairwell or the ladder.
Or the ladder. Like, if the ladder has, like, the cage around it, that might make me feel a little bit better.
I would feel better, but I would still, I would S my pants.
Correct.
But I would climb out of the basket and eventually make my way down.
I guess the good news is you can't see much.
What do you mean?
Well, just based
on... When you're climbing down?
No, just based on it, it's still dark. So they're doing this thing. You're basically in the dark because they're going for the whole idea behind this one lift with all the balloons is to get them to all light up at the exact same time.
Right.
And they take this giant photograph. So they got it timed out. So those guys all hit the heater at the same time. That way they're all lit up together.
Hit the heater.
Then they take the picture. Exactly. Well, I mean, it's hot, it's hot gas. More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It is random question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Levi. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Random.
Levi, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. All right, we just had a caller say that he had a traumatic experience at a petting zoo because they had tigers and his cousin almost got eaten.
Yeah, because they had tigers at a petting zoo.
All right, let's go with this one then. What would you say is your favorite animal to see at the zoo or your least favorite animal to see at the zoo?
Favorite animal, that's a tough one. I'm going to have to say either, like, the sharks are always pretty cool, and then, like, snakes are always pretty interesting.
Okay. All right.
Funny, my wife would not go
to because they're behind glass, and I don't have to, like, be anywhere near.
So do snakes freak you out?
Kinda.
Do you swim in the ocean?
No.
You do not? And is it specifically because of sharks?
What was that?
Is it specifically because of sharks?
Not specifically because of sharks, but that's definitely a big one.
Yeah. I never get in the water in the ocean and don't think about sharks. It is just
they got
absolutely
way too much poisonous stuff in the water, man.
I don't care. I don't care if there's jellyfish all around me. I still am thinking about sharks.
You think sharks first.
That's it. Right. You know, I can say, like, oh, there's a jellyfish. But I don't care.
I mean, you're right. You think about it, but it never stops me from getting in the ocean.
But the truth, if the movie Jaws had never come out, I don't think people would worry about sharks.
I think if the news didn't come out. I mean...
But, I mean, look, it happens more than I would like it to, but it's not such a common occurrence. You'd be like, it's like a car accident, right? You kind of say, it happens every day, but you're not scared to drive. But if they made a movie of Jaws impact about a car wreck, people are like, I'm taking a bus today.
My uncle's like, hey, you want to get on the beach, get in the water, hang out for, you know, an afternoon or whatever? I'm like, no. He's like, why not? I'm like, you've had rip currents all year. There's a hurricane about ready to blow in here.
Mm-hmm.
There have been 4 shark attacks at his beach this year. I'm like, I'm not. Why? Like,
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It is random question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Levi. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Levi, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. All right, we just had a caller say that he had a traumatic experience at a petting zoo because they had tigers and his cousin almost got eaten.
Yeah, because they had tigers at a petting zoo.
All right, let's go with this one then. What would you say is your favorite animal to see at the zoo or your least favorite animal to see at the zoo?
Favorite animal, that's a tough one. I'm going to have to say either, like, the sharks are always pretty cool, and then, like, snakes are always pretty interesting.
Okay. All right.
Funny, my wife would not go to
because they're behind glass, and I don't have to, like, be anywhere near.
So do snakes freak you out?
Kind of.
Do you swim in the ocean?
No.
You do not. And is it specifically because of sharks?
What was that?
Is it specifically because of sharks?
Not specifically because of sharks, but that's definitely a big one.
Yeah. I never get in the water in the ocean and don't think about sharks. It is just
They got way too much poisonous stuff in the water, man.
I don't care. I don't care if there's jellyfish all around me. I still am thinking about sharks.
You think sharks first.
That's it. Right. You know, I can say, like, oh, there's a jellyfish. But I don't care.
I mean, you're right. You think about it, but it never stops me from getting in the ocean.
But in the truth, if the movie Jaws had never come out, I don't think people would worry about sharks.
I think if the news didn't come out. I mean,
look, it happens more than I would like it to, but it's not such a common occurrence. You'd be like, it's like a car accident, right? You kind of say, it happens every day, but you're not scared to drive. But if they made a movie of Jaws impact about a car wreck, people are like, I'm taking a bus today.
My uncle's like, hey, you want to go down to the beach, get in the water, hang out for, you know, an afternoon or whatever? I'm like, no. He's like, why not? I'm like, you've had rip currents all year. There's a hurricane about ready to blow in here.
Mm-hmm.
There have been 4 shark attacks at his beach this year. I'm like, I am not. Why? Like, why? You have a pool. If I want to get wet, I'll just get in your pool. How about that? You know?
Where your uncle lives, I don't know that I want to get in the water. Just knowing what I know of that area for various reasons, sharks included. But when we were in Delaware this summer, where we were on the beach, there's a bunch of guys fishing, like, you know, right up the side. And the kids are splashing around the water. They're having a great time. And these guys, they're reeling in their thing. And they're like, oh, we got another shark. And they're not sharks going to take you out. It's still a shark. But one was up to about 4 feet long. And this guy's dangling on the hook. And all the kids come over. He's kind of holding it so the kids can touch it and all this kind of thing. And again, I'm just thinking, I'm sitting on the beach looking at this. And the part that kills me is the kids get back in the water. And the guy, it's not like he keeps the shark. He throws her ass back in the water. I'm like, guys, he literally threw a shark like 5 feet away.
I do like water-based animals when I go to the zoo, more so than land-based animals.
Like what?
All right, hang on, but okay.
I mean, there's some aquarium at zoos.
Right. He said sharks. I was like, that's not a zoo, my man.
Okay. At Seaside, they have an aquarium where you get to feed the seals.
All right,
I got a buddy seal down there. I'm pretty sure he knows me.
He doesn't know you.
Well, he seems to remember me, but he is very territorial.
Are you feeding him?
Oh, yeah. Of my sardines. So, you know, I sit there and give him sardines, and he fights everybody else off and guards his corner and protects me and looks at me with puppy dog eyes. I give him another sardine. But traditionally, I find penguins to be hilarious.
Someone on the text line says the penguins are my favorite part of any zoo.
Yeah, back to the water. There was a polar bear for a while at the Baltimore Zoo. Don't ask me why, but they had one. And I always said that was my favorite thing to see there because you just don't realize how massive they are.
The polar bear at the National Zoo, you just always felt bad for him. We always went in the summer. Yeah, and he'd just be laying there on a block of dirty ice.
Yeah, I mean, it gets so hot. Actually, my wife
They sent him home.
My wife fed baby stingrays when we were in Mexico. They had a thing where you could feed them, and she did. And she's like, they're just weird and squishy, kind of cute, whatever. I think for me, I'm always torn because, like, I always like looking at the gorillas, right? Because they kind of lumber around, but when they get angry, you're like, oh, S is about to go down. The problem is, in my opinion, they smell the worst.
Yes.
So, like, I want to see them, but it's just, and zoos don't smell good. I get it. It's a bunch of animals crapping outside. But, man, gorillas are, like, next level. Gorillas, like, they're the one you would not let them use your toilet.
Okay.
Like, no, bro, you got to go outside. You cannot use my bathroom.
I mean, going in the, I don't know what you call that. We're like the monkeys, the gorillas, they call
the
primate
thing,
house or whatever.
Yeah.
Always the most fun.
Sure.
But you're right. It smelled awful in there.
And that's the thing. So it's like when I go to the zoo, like, yes, I want to see the apes. And then you get there and you're like, all right, guys, listen, 2 minutes and I got to roll, man. It is thick.
Why are chimpanzees very rarely in the zoo? It's always a gorilla.
I think chimps, maybe they're just so aggressive.
Are they smarter? They can get out.
They are smarter.
You know what I mean? Is it just you can't really keep them in captivity?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but I'm okay to not see chimps, man. There's
something
up with
them. You always see an orangutan, you know, just sitting there.
It's always an orangutan.
He's always, like, scratching his chest or playing with his nipples or whatever.
They do nothing, but they always explain, like, look, he is straight up chilling on a rope. But if he didn't like it, he'd rip your arms off of your body and beat you to death with them.
Reese, we asked, what's your favorite animal to see at the zoo? 2 giant pandas are on their way from China to Washington's National Zoo, kicking off a much-awaited return of the beloved bears to the American capital. Bao Li and King Bao, both are 3 years old. They left their panda research base in China. They then will board a specifically chartered FedEx Boeing 777 cargo jet named the Panda Express.
Oh, good God.
And take off for Washington in a few hours.
Is that a good call with the Chinese restaurant?
Like, I'm thinking
food. I want to get an egg roll.
Right.
I mean,
but it makes me feel like they're going to turn it into Orange Panda.
Right. Like, well, when they get to D.C., you're going to eat them. the Panda Express.
Side note, they're literally FedExing panda bears over here from China.
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you this then. If I go to FedEx and I've got a panda.
Modern times and I call for modern solution.
Yes.
I want to ship it to my buddy. Would FedEx allow me to do it? Right. Look, I got a panda. I got to pay for postage.
They basically shut down the panda exhibits in D.C. for a year, and they did $1 million upgrade on the thing. So
the pandas were bitching.
Now it's ready for the new tenants. Staff members waved photos of the two bears and banners as the truck drove by. A send-off ceremony was actually held early this morning at a hotel.
Did they pay for express shipping?
Next day delivery.
Is it like $8.99 extra?
That thing is in the air. That thing is in the air right now from China.
Really?
It is in the air right now because it left Monday morning.
Okay.
So if you do the time on it, right?
What do you think the bears are thinking, you know, in this? I mean, panda bears are so stupid to begin with. They're cute, they're cuddly, they're all these things, but they are so dumb, I cannot believe they're not extinct. Seriously, I mean, do they have natural
predators?
I think
it's our defiance that's keeping pandas on the map.
You think it's us, just human beings.
Because I don't think like we're hunting them or anything like that. And they don't have any natural predators. That's why they're so stupid. They just lumber about because they don't have to fear.
If you put a panda bear anywhere outside of China, every other animal would eat it. Like, look at this big, tasty dumbass. I'm sorry, man. Yep. They don't really defend themselves. They're clumsy.
Did you ever go to the National Zoo when they were there and watch them at lunchtime?
I never got to see them at the National Zoo.
All right. That was like the big thing, right? Because you're right. They just kind of roll around and they hang out. But then, Mike, they have this area where you go in, and it's like a man-made cave, so it's cooler in there, too. And you're just watching them eat lunch. You have never seen an animal as happy as that polar bear is just sitting there eating.
Panda bear?
Or panda. Or panda bear, yeah.
Huh. Just munching the bamboo?
Carrots.
Nice. I was going to say, what are they have to have an in-flight meal. Bamboo.
I mean, we know that. Random.
I don't think they naturally eat carrots. I think we have to get, because bamboo has like no nutrients, so they just eat all day and they get nothing.
But it
out
still
of
has
it.
A Biscoff logo on the bamboo.
Yes, of course. We didn't even get peanuts on this.
What the hell?
I have a peanut allergy.
They're showing that new movie with all the boobies on it. I don't want to watch it.
What's Kung Fu Panda? I would play that movie just to see if they express any interest at all.
Sure.
You know, like, why not? I like this movie.
Next thing you know, they're trying out moves in the cargo hold of FedEx. Oh, no. The plane had to land because the
fight broke out.
Pandas were performing Kung Fu.
Turns out they pick up Kung Fu really quickly. All right, Miles, are you ready?
Yes, what?
Hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, God. Why are you calling today?
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
God bless you guys.
How are you, Eastwood?
What's up, Eastwood?
Hey, I'm fine. I'm up here at the Walter E. Reed Timberland Shelton Library. Got my internet connection keyed up and PS with my best friends in the world.
So, oh, nice. Okay.
God bless you guys.
We're hungover and we're surviving, Eastwood. So we're trying to do the best we can.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I'm heading over to the casino here in a minute to cash in a chip, man. I bet them Cats against Dallas gave up 3 points. Didn't have to.
Apparently not. Yeah. No, not even close. All right, Eastwood, let's go this way. Well, since your body is worth something, all right. I want to take 2 fingers off of your right hand. Okay. How much money do you need for me to do that?
No, never, nothing. I would not. I've been twisting wrenches since I was a little kid. Since I was 3 years old, I had a tool in my hand.
All right,
me too.
Phil, you know, the TV was all messed up, and they got a rheostat thing in the back of it, and the guy says, somebody had to stick a screwdriver in that hole and turn that screw, and then change the channel and turn that screw, and she goes, Phil, here, go fix the TV, and I took that screwdriver, stuck it in that hole, and started turning that screw, and she knew I was the one that fouled up the TV, but no, I would not. That's one of the things, my claims to fame is, I got 10 fingers, and I haven't lost one of them.
Okay, yes, your claim to fame.
What if I cut off work? If I cut off your ear, now you can still hear out of the hole. How much money would I take?
Oh, a ear.
Yeah, just the ear.
Oh, a ear. Oh, yeah. I give up an ear.
How much?
Yeah, an ear. I want $18 million.
Are you kidding me? $18
million? No.
What
yeah,
if I said
$500,000? I can buy myself back the house I grew up in for $2.2 million, and then the other $16 million I'm going to buy a rigid airship from Zeppelin.
So, all right. Yeah, of course.
My Tobago.
All right. What would be the body part that you would be most likely to agree to sell? Now, you know, do you wear glasses?
Yeah, dollar store ones.
All right, so maybe an ear is not the right move for you.
Well, yeah, the glasses fit funny.
Okay, is there any body part that you would sell, and for how much?
Well, I told you my ear. That was an easy one.
Well, a kidney. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that you can...
Baby pinky toe.
I'd go with a kidney. All right. I'd go with a kidney. Got two of them.
How much?
Yeah, I just, all you right. know... Oh, I don't know. My girlfriend's parents not supposed to stay for them, but they spent $200,000, so I'd do $200,000.
All right, $200,000 for a kidney. Okay.
Well, not
do you
bad.
Think, do you yeah. think your kidney is healthy enough to actually be used as a donor?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I went through the kidney stone and stuff here. It was a killer. I went down 115 pounds, man. It just tore me up. And they put you in. And first thing went up, they roto-rooted me up the hind end, you know, because they got to get their money for their cameras, you know. I'm telling you, you're going the wrong hole, dude. And then finally they got me in there, and the kidney stone's gone, and I'm not feeling no pain. I'm back up about 140.
Oh, good. You know, and, so you can eat again.
Just kicking ass, baby. Just, all right. Just doing good.
That's good to know. That's good to know.
You're going up the wrong hole, dude.
115 pounds.
Doctors probably, we know what we're doing, sir. That's
Jesus Christ.
Hey, dude, wrong hole.
Yeah.
Kidney stones, bro.
See, he's the guy that can always buy a small shirt somewhere.
Oh, guaranteed.
You know, when you see a shirt like on a rack, you're like, ooh, I like that. And then you look
it's
for your size.
Small.
And it's small and extra small. It's the only two they got. You're like, son of a... He can buy them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said he's up to 140.
That's
down to 150. Now he's up to 140.
That's still
like,
small.
Damn, dude.
That's,
come on.
That's a small shirt. Breeze, we asked, how much money would you sell a body part for? They say you probably heard someone complaining about how groceries cost an arm and a leg these days. They're obviously exaggerating. And it's not that eggs are not more expensive. It's that technically an arm and a leg is worth a lot more than you probably have in the bank. And here's how we know.
Really?
And it's a serious story. 6 years ago, a 56-year-old drunk guy in New York fell onto the subway tracks. The train operator failed to stop in time, so the train ran this guy over, severing one of his legs off, his hip joint, and most of his arm. He survived, but he's unable to work again. So he filed a lawsuit against the MTA, and he won. How much money do you think they give him for an arm and a leg?
Wait. He was drunk.
He was drunk.
And fell on the tracks. I know you're saying they failed to stop in time. Sometimes there's not much you can do.
He'd been drinking.
Yeah.
But the court found the train operator would have had time to stop the train if he would have pulled the emergency brake. The driver admitted he saw people on the platform waving frantically and that he saw something on the tracks, but he thought it was a bag of garbage. He also admitted he should have hit the brakes. So...
Well, that makes more sense if he's in court saying that. Like, oh, I should have hit the emergency brake.
So what do you guys think he got out of arm and a leg?
$10 million.
He got $90
million. $90
million. $90 million.
Wow.
I don't think, would you, arm and a leg, $90 million. That's quality of life. Is it worth the money?
Yeah, on one hand, you'd want to say yeah. But the other way of looking at it is, I've never had $90 million. And I'm okay. I've always had my two arms and legs, and I honestly would just prefer to keep my body parts.
What if it was on the same side of the body? So you lost your right arm and your right leg.
I think that'd be worse.
I do, too.
I mean, that's, yeah.
I mean, because you're not really balanced. I mean.
Yeah, it'd be very difficult to balance. But no, I would not take. I wouldn't
so
take
if it's just
million.
One side. If it was back and forth, it'd be different.
Do we know if it was all on one side with this guy?
We do not know.
I'd like to find that out.
I just think that would be really weird to have a left leg and a left arm.
Yes.
You just like hop around everywhere.
Everywhere.
I mean,
right, because you. Unless I know you have people that are like W amputees on like their legs, but generally they still have both arms, right? Losing just one leg and one arm, like.
On the same side.
Yeah.
I mean, not that any scenario is great. I just feel like that would be the worst of it.
Yes, it would.
Damn, $90 million. Yes, who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Oh, is that me now?
Yeah.
Hola.
Oh, sorry about that.
No worries.
James, welcome to the program. Let's see what we got for you. All right, James, what would you say is your favorite way to travel? Your favorite way to travel? This is just getting from point A to point B in any way, shape, or form as traveling. What is your favorite way to do that?
Honestly, probably driving.
Driving? Okay.
Yeah, like just the views of everything. You always get to see something cool unless you're driving through like the Midwest.
Well, I still think everyone should drive through the Midwest just because it will blow your mind how few cool things there are to look at for hundreds of miles.
I'm going to go train.
I live like Sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I live in the middle of Iowa, so, like, yeah, it's pretty fun driving out here. There's some fun roads, but, man, everything is just fields.
What's the closest drive for you to see something of, like, scenic beauty? Like, the Black Hills? I don't know, anything. You know,
just come to my house. What's close?
Probably, like, a two-hour drive out to, I only know it as Backbone National Park. There's also Maquoketa Caves. That's pretty cool. It's like this huge opening in the earth.
All right. See, if
what
I
about if you want to see, like, a concert, right? What is the closest reasonable concert? Something like Metallica, Foo Fighters, a big band.
Here, it's probably tired of something.
Recently, I went to see Avenged Sevenfold up in Des Moines.
All right.
Probably good. Up there.
I think if I was going to travel like that, I really would like to look into one of those, either the Sprinter van or the van that took us to the Showwear Center last
yeah.
week.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like, if I'm going to do that kind of drive, I want to have, like, I don't know, just more room. If I want to crash in the back or whatever, I can do that.
I mean, I've rented RVs. It's fun if you have a RV getting driven around in them. They're so big, I wouldn't say I'd enjoy driving.
Yeah, driving okay. it would not be. So, Ted, I'm with you. Train, man. And it's, look, yes, it takes longer than a flight. It's not that, but you can physically get up, move around.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They have a bar car. You don't have to get pissed drunk, but I'm sure it would. There's a place you can get food and actually sit down at a table.
Yeah, you can sit down and play cards or whatever you want to do.
There's no traffic.
Yeah, and it's just, you can kill time and you can stretch your body.
You say that until you get delayed from a mudslide or waiting for another train or whatever the deal is.
Well, you're right. I mean, that can happen. I went down to Portland a few times this summer driving, and coming back one Sunday took me 5.5 hours.
Damn. God. Okay. The reason we asked about your favorite way to travel today, by the way, is Thanksgiving up there in our neighbors to the north.
It's Thanksgiving, eh?
So why not this story? You guys ever heard of Porter Airlines?
Porter. Now,
Porter Airlines has been around for about a year and a half.
Okay.
Right? And has perhaps the loftiest goals in the Canadian skies, they say. Compete with the sector's established players like Air Canada, not solely by trying to beat them on cost, which they do, but by winning the hearts of its passengers. It is a completely different way to travel in economy, and it's allowed us to grow very quickly over the last 18 months, according to the CEO. The Toronto-based airline, they emerged from COVID-19 pandemic with ambitious growth plans. The key here is, can they do it profitably, and can they make it work? Since the pandemic, the answer is yes, and many more planes are in the works. Porter planes fly without a middle seat. They've taken them all out.
All right.
They have free onboard Wi-Fi access. They offer complimentary alcoholic beverages.
What?
And serve them in glasses.
Like
they
glass?
Serve you meals on actual plates. You have a meal. You have complimentary alcoholic beverages. There is no middle seat. And you have free onboard Wi-Fi. Every seat is equipped with its own television where you can watch any movie,
I'm in.
Any of that for free.
I am in.
And we have pandas in the back.
Gilbert, I pay that no kung fu.
More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith from the Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.